Hey gang, it's the Reed here, and I have something very special for you today. Ever since making the announcement that I'm going to be taking a break on the roundup and focusing on the Drudge Report, which is, you know, what I still plan to do, it's occurred to me that since I'm finding the roundup stale, why not just change the formula? So that's exactly what I've done today. I've made it snappy and quick. I won't say too much, but please tell me your thoughts. You know, do you like it? Do you really hate it? You know how to contact me, babe. No, don't. I'm not your babe. Wait, no, you're the babe, sorry. If you don't like it, you know, that's cool, whatever. I'm just experimenting with some different things, and, you know, this is just while I get the Drudge Report up and going. And it's also important to remember that the Roundup is, you know, my secondary focus for the time being, you know, until I get sick of the Drudge Report, and then I'll switch over at some point. And so, you know, I've tried to accommodate for this so that the two can coexist, you know, like a gay couple in the south of France. Anyway, check it out, and hopefully you enjoy it. Hi, it's the Reed here. If you haven't killed yourself yet, don't worry, you're probably a new listener. I'd give it a couple of weeks before the night terrors kick in, the euphoric state that Obama recommends. You're listening to The Roundup with me, Julius Reed, for the 4th of October 2012, and the insanity is rather insane. Turkey may have just declared war on Syria after authorising the military to conduct cross-border operations with their favourite neighbour. Think of it as a playdate with guns. As long as they're US-made firearms, we really don't care. India's stock exchange has closed after the State Bank of India's shares fell 14% in a flash crash. After this mess, even Indian cows wish they were American beef. Delicious, with a hint of ghee. A shortage of oil supply among the drastically higher wholesale prices of gasoline has caused many Californian gas stations to shut down. Talk about supply squeeze. Now you know how the Reed feels when it comes to other hotter guys. Iran have arrested a gang of 16 currency manipulators accused of smuggling currencies outside of the banking network in order to increase the value of foreign currencies and to disturb the public. Talk about a false boogeyman. This one's about as scary as the threat of deflation. Ironic. Zenga, you son of a bitch. Like a car off a cliff, their shares have no will to live. Down 16%, talk about a leap of faith. Q3 estimates across the board, miss, miss, and miss. It's almost like when you tried to conceive children with your now ex-wife. More Credit Suisse employees have learned that they are about to be sacked, some 268 of them to be precise. Thankfully, that's 200 plus people we won't need to hang. China is actively pushing the yuan to challenge the US dollar for the title of world reserve currency. Good luck with all the money printing. You'll need it. Like, seriously, smash that red button like you're trying to pummel an Indian to death. 250 furious shipyard workers stormed the Greek Defense Ministry in Athens, demanding to be paid their wages. That's madness. I'm surprised they even got there on time. I heard they took a boat. Lastly, Al Gore went on television and blamed Obama's horrific performance during the debate last night on the altitude. With Denver 5,000 feet above sea level, it's no wonder Obama made a fool of himself. Therefore, it's only logical that Romney is in fact a malfunctioning high-frequency trading robot. That's it, kids. This has been The Roundup with me, Julius Reed, for the 4th of October 2012. And I'm feeling queasy. Sexy. No, just queasy. And until next time, thank you for listening.